Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network Podcast.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Build Your Network Podcast. I'm Travis Chappell's producer, Eric, and I'm so excited to introduce you to today's episode. This episode was originally created as a Ask Travis episode for the World Class Podcast, which is currently on hiatus. But on this episode, we cover a variety of topics, including how to find a mentor. And so we thought this would be a great episode to share with all of you on the Build Your Network Podcast. So without further ado, let's hop into the episode.
Eric, thanks for joining me on the show today.
So this is from Megan A.A. McNeil. She says, Build Your Network is obviously all about building connections. You ran with the Build Your Network podcast. That's what built you to this point so far. What connection, personal or professional, has A, been your loudest cheerleader over the years, and B, been an accidental and unofficial mentor, and C, had you the most starstruck when you first connected? I'll go ahead and just go with the first question there. Who was your loudest cheerleader over the years, whether they're personal connection or professional connection?
Loudest cheerleader is easy, my wife.
It's 100%. You know, I wouldn't be able to do any of the stuff that I did without her continuous support in the background. But it was specifically for this question, I think she's asking more if I had a connection that I made on the show that became more of a cheerleader for me. But there's been quite a few. I'll say one that was really unexpected was Steve Sims. Steve, if you're watching this, what's up? And Steve is such a great dude. And I just remember one time we had met once or twice, and I had him on my show. This was a couple years ago. And I was backstage at Thrive, which is a big event, a big entrepreneur event here in Vegas. And Steve was speaking that year. And so I was talking to Bradley, who's another Vegas local, runs a company called Lightspeed VT. And I was having a conversation with Brad, and we were just chopping it up. And Steve was sitting over on the couch, and he looked over at the conversation. I remember seeing him out of the corner of my eye, but I try not to break eye contact with people when we're having a conversation, which is one thing that I teach a lot, which is you try to give people your full attention. And I saw him out of the corner of my eye, look over, and then get up and then start walking around. So he came up to me, and then I had just broken off conversation with Brad, and I was going to go sit on the couch. And so we ran into each other, and he goes, bro, you seem to have a really good energy with people. Like, people seem to respond really well to you. And coming from somebody like Steve, who, if you don't know Steve, he's worked with
right.
princes and princesses of countries and like foreign diplomats and billionaires and celebrities and everybody. So to hear something like that from him, you know, was really cool to me, because I'm sure he's seen a lot of fake people that know how to like put on the facade, but don't actually care about people. And
he probably would have told you if you were fake too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. He doesn't give a shit at all. Like, he would just tell me the way that it is, which is Steve's personality. And so he came up to me and said that, and then he just goes, just let me know if you ever need anything. And I was like, just blown away by that. This is the second or third time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make me James Bond for a week.
Right.
It's like you did for that one guy. But yeah, Steve's been a supporter. He came out to my first real retreat that I ever threw in Thailand, which was a blast. Got to know him really well on that trip and hang out a bit. And then he came and spoke at BYN Live, my first live event this past November, and just constantly making intros and always willing to help. So yeah, I would say Steve's been at the top of that list somewhere for sure.
If this answer is different, who's been an accidental and unofficial mentor?
Unofficial mentor, there's so many of those. And really, I would say John Lee Dumas, except for that was really on purpose on my part. It was accidental on his part. It was really on purpose and strategic on my part. I wanted to learn from him. And so I did whatever I could to get around him, including buying a mastermind at his house for a weekend. And so he's become a really good unofficial mentor in my life, like somebody that I can shoot a quick text to whenever I'm running into anything, and he's always willing to help me out. Another one of those would be Jordan Harbinger. That one was probably a little bit more accidental. I knew I wanted to meet Jordan, but when I started listening to podcasts, I listened to three podcasts: Bigger Pockets, Jordan Harbinger's show, and Entrepreneur on Fire. So I knew I wanted to connect with Brandon Turner, John Lee Dumas, and Jordan Harbinger. JLD, since he was like the big, like his brand was all about teaching you how to podcast. I knew I wanted a podcast that he was number one on the list. But then after that, I knew I wanted to meet Jordan, and Jordan had conversations with like my childhood hero, like Shaq was on his show, and right. Shaq was like my idol growing up. And I knew that I wanted to get to know Jordan a little bit better. And that's turned into this just accidental mentorship type relationship where anytime I'm running into something and I need some advice, like even starting this show was right. came directly from a conversation that I have with Jordan. Different things like that where I have, you know, been able to get the ear of somebody who I really respect their opinion and they are crushing it in what it is they're doing. And I'm blessed to have those types of like unofficial mentorship type relationships in my life now.
I think it speaks to the power of the podcasting thing as well, because you just listed, here's three people who are crushing it, millions of downloads every month, like
right.
massive people. And your connection point to most of them was like, hey, will you do my show?
Right.
And so I think it's really cool that you said this, and I'm seeing that now with like my show. Like there's people that I like for the last several years have been like, oh, I wish I could talk to them. They're so unattainable. Right. Costs a ton of money to go to this convention to see them for 2 seconds. And it's then you reach out and say, hey, will you talk to me for an hour and we can record it? And they're like, yeah. And you're like,
I'm stoked.
You're like, wait, you charged me like $50 to probably an autograph.
Yeah, literally.
So I think that's really cool that
it's an in. Man.
Yeah.
People don't understand. It's such an in. That's what I tell people all the time. Don't worry about your downloads.
Right.
Because people get this thing in their head where I don't want to start a show because I just, it's not a priority right now. And if I want to do it, I want to do it. And it's like, I agree. You should do it. Like you should build a quality thing. But in terms of downloads, don't worry about that. Who cares? If you only get the relationships, that by itself is worth every single hour you put into creating a show.
And speaking of connecting with people who are like big names and people that you've always wanted to talk to, I guess that's our third question is, who had you the most starstruck when you first connected?
That's an interesting question because I feel like the further along I got with people, the more adjusted I became to having conversations with high level people. So it sounds funny comparatively with all the guests right. that I've had on, but it probably was John Lee Dumas just yeah. because at the time, like I knew zero millionaires, like not billionaires, like not 10 or right. 100 millionaires, like millionaires. I knew zero. You know what I mean? So this
You're
guy,
like, why is he talking to me?
The guy that I'd had in my ears for like 6 months at that point, I was actually like in front of him and having a conversation with him. And I think that was probably the most starstruck that I was. And then it's just been a desensitizing thing moving forward. Even when I've had been able to play basketball with Matt Barnes or whatever, right. some of the other cool things that I've been able to do is they're, it's not like I don't take them lightly. I'm not saying that. I don't view myself as better or whatever. It's just that after connecting with people that I admire for so long, I just had to learn how to like keep it all like controlled and make sure that I come across as a professional.
Well, you talk about that all the time with the people you surround yourself with force you to like level up or get yeah, out. And right. so I think even you said desensitized, but I've seen it with you myself is that each person gives you a little bit of what you need to get to the next level. And so you're almost meeting people when you're ready to meet them. I think if you would have had an interview with some of these guys as your first interview,
I would have screwed it
would have been like, blah, 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 like yeah. the way I am in most conversations.
And it would have been horrible. Yeah.
But I think at this point it's in, you're going in with all this credibility of like, I've talked to this person and they are the steps toward this next person
yeah.
and the next person. And so I think what I've seen is you grow as a person to where like, you're on a level where you can sit down and have that conversation versus
yeah.
I think about
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
4 years ago, if I would have gotten an email back from someone that emailed me back right. last week, I would have right. been like, I'm good. Actually, that's fine. Like I'm going to mess it up. But I think you just get to a point where you're ready for that sure. next step.
I've learned that one of the most underappreciated skill sets that there is that nobody really ever talks about is reaction management. And the first time I ever heard anybody talk about this, it was Tim Ferriss. I think it was either an audiobook of his or his podcast, but he was talking about how important it is to be able to manage reactions in real time. And it's insanely difficult because we as humans are all emotional beings, regardless, because I would view myself as a logical person. I'm not as emotional as most people. I'm fairly like even keeled. I don't have like really high highs and really low lows. I'm fairly even keeled as far as that kind of stuff goes. And I would describe myself as more logical, but I know that even the most logical human is still an emotional being. And when you're an emotional being, when something happens, your gut reaction just takes place. It's not something that you have a ton of control over. And so learning to be able to control it is, I think, a skill set that can take you anywhere in life. And the way to get in front of people like that and continue to get in front of people like that is to do well with the first couple of people that you have conversations with, or else they're not going to refer you to their friends. Like, your opportunities afterwards are going to start, are going to be more limited rather than expand, which is obviously the goal. So if you treat those initial interactions poorly and handle them in an unprofessional way, or you're like totally, you know, fangirling or fanboying over some person, then you've set the stage when you walk in there. If you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm here with this person. Oh, this is like crazy. It's insane. Like, when you get in front of somebody like that, all you're doing is telling them exactly how to perceive you.
Right.
Like, you're saying, you're up here and I'm down here. And it's a subconscious thing. They're not thinking that. They're not like, oh, that person's down here. But it's not like that they, it's not they lose all respect for you as a human being or anything like that. It's just a very, it's a powerful subconscious code that your brain runs, that without you even thinking about it, like, it's literally like typing a line of code into your brain and your brain reacts like that. And now you have this this subconscious reaction to you that just immediately goes, okay, this person is somebody that's down here because they're treating me like I'm all the way up here. Right. And if you do that, you're telling people exactly how to treat you rather than the other way around. When I meet people like someone like Tommy, like I was fairly starstruck with her. She was one of the first people I ever reached out to on my show like 3 years ago. Never heard back from her because she has like 3 million followers or how many she has. And so I was fairly starstruck with her. Like, I'd seen her a bunch of her videos and whatever. But when I meet somebody, I do my best to try to manage my reaction inside and just think about, what would a professional that is a peer of this person do in this situation?
Well, that's what you brought up in the word peer. Like, you brought that up, I think maybe 2 times ago when I was down here, and you said you want to establish yourself as a peer and not as a fan.
Yeah.
And I think so many of these people are like, Tommy has a lot of fans. All these guys have a ton of fans.
Right.
You don't introduce your friend to, hey, here's one of my fans.
Exactly.
But if you can establish yourself, and I think a good example is like with when you interviewed Grant Cardone, like if you look at that interview, like by the end of that interview, there was so much mutual respect.
Yeah.
But it's because you didn't go in there saying, oh my goodness, I'm so honored you would stoop down to my level do a show.
Exactly. Yeah. And you watch that, especially with somebody like Grant. He's a steamroller, right? Yeah. Sorry, Grant, if you're watching this. But he's a steamroller. He steamrolls conversations. That's his personality. He's very much a type personality. Right. So when I was prepping for that interview, I watched him do interviews with other people. And they would never get a word in.
Right.
He would almost ask their question for them and then answer it without them saying. They would start talking and then he would just be like, yeah, and then just go into something. It was like, oh my gosh, they have zero control in this conversation right now. There's one where he's like picking apart this kid's outfit even and just saying, that was dumb. Why'd you do that? Right. And it was on his show, this kid's show. And it was just like, Jesus. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? This kid is, this is the opposite of what you want to happen. You're having an interview with Grant for credibility and all he's doing is like ridiculing you for the decisions that you've made. Like, you have zero control over your own interview. And yeah, I just, if you watch the very beginning of that, which you can find on YouTube, I was very purposeful about, he was doing all this crazy stuff in the background when I was introducing him. I just pretended like I didn't see any of it. And I went very straight lace on him. And you can almost see like a change in his personality where he's like, where at one point he goes, yeah, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to do your show. And he like snaps into like professional Grant.
Let's go ahead and chat with today's guest, Grant Cardone. Grant is a massively successful entrepreneur, real estate investor, sales trainer, consultant, and public speaker. He also owns the Grant Cardone TV Network, a digital home for business owners and other success-minded people, where he hosts, directs, and produces programs that help people do whatever it takes to succeed. His best-selling books include The 10X Rule, If You're Not First, You're Last, and Be Obsessed or Be Average. He lives in Miami Beach with his wife, Elena, and 2 children. Grant, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. Travis Chappelle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you any relation to David? David
Chappelle? No, that's actually, it's pronounced Chapel.
Yours is Chapel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot more boring.
Maybe his is Chapel too, but he smoked too much weed.
That could very well be accurate. Yeah, you never know. So let's go
great to be on the show,
dive straight right into it.
Dive.
I want to talk a little bit. Take a break.
Yeah, this is a great question. You know, by the way, you do a great interview, dude.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, I need to send a bunch of my buddies over to you, but
which is really where I was able, and it wasn't like I broke him. It's not like, it's not at all what I'm saying. It's just that he understood that, okay, this guy is actually a professional at what he does. I don't have to try to steamroll this conversation because he's going to carry it through.
Well, I think a guy like that is testing you too.
Right, exactly.
I don't think he's just being like goofy.
Well, but to his credit, really a lot of people sucked before.
Right, exactly.
They didn't come prepared. They didn't know any of that kind of stuff. And so he did whatever he wanted, those people. And to his credit, he's trying to create quality content.
Yep.
So if they're going a direction that he thinks is BS, then he's going to course correct and say, I'd rather go this direction. But when a professional, like a true professional comes in, he's going to defer to them because he's still a respectful human being. And he's going, so like when I took control of that conversation, he allowed me to step into that interviewer role and actually get really good stuff from him. And I think to this day, that's one of my interviews that I'm most proud of because of that, because of how difficult of an interviewee he can be or tends to be sometimes. I was really happy with the results that we got from that one because we just treated it a little bit different from the get-go.
That's awesome.
You have to frame it. You have to control the frame. Right. If you know anything, like there's a book called Pitch Anything by Oren Claff. If you've ever studying that stuff, he talks about that a lot, is you have to control the frame. You have to control the way the other person sees you. And that's something that I'm really big on with that reaction management.
Well, perfect. Well, I think that's a good spot to close. I think we're out of time for this episode, but some really awesome questions out there. And we can go ahead and hit the rest of these on a future episode.
Sweet. Let's do it. Cool. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop a comment. Let us know your question of what you want us to ask or want us to answer here on the show. And then we will get to that next week. And then if you're also on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that notification icon so you get all of these directly into your inbox when we release a new episode. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure to go ahead and subscribe, leave a quick rating and review. This kind of just helps us not only with Apple's algorithm, but also helps us have some feedback for the show so that we know what everybody is enjoying and what they're not enjoying. So really appreciate you all for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Peace out and stay world-class. Well, that's it for today's show. If you want more advanced networking strategies, as well as an instant network upgrade, then consider partnering with my BYN Inner Circle Mastermind. There are already dozens of high-quality entrepreneurs in the group. There's dozens of video lessons on networking. There's monthly calls. There's accountability crews and more, all for the low investment of just $99 a month. So head over to byninnercircle.com to jump in. That's byninnercircle.com. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show. We'll see you next time. Remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.